Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today's guest is Molly from Molly's Bookshelf. Hi, Molly. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm Molly. I am an engineer and a reader, a romance reader. Mm-hmm. I'm actually a lifelong reader. Mm-hmm. I've recently become a big time reader. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, it's really happened in the last couple of years, and I started my Bookstagram last year. It's been almost a year since I've had that, and I really needed it to kind of find other books to read. Mm-hmm. I was like really struggling to find things, mm-hmm. that I wanted to read. I kept just reading, like, I'd find an author that I liked, and then I'd read all the books that she wrote. Mm-hmm. And then I'd find another author and I'd read all their books that they wrote. And so since, you know, joining kind of like the bookish community online, I found way more books, mm-hmm. and my TBR is like insane. So, so that is my reading life.
So I got a question. So did something happen that sparked you to start reading, or was it just kind of like, it just happened that just a few things here and there and you start reading more and more?
I would say that I've always liked reading, mm-hmm. but, you know, I would never really be able to find something that I liked. So I would like find one book that I like, and then I'd read it, and I'd kind of just like read it over and over and over again, because I didn't know what to read, like what to read next. And I felt like I didn't have a good resource to find new books. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, I read Harry Potter when I was a kid and I loved them, and I've read them, you know, like 10, 15 times over. And Twilight, and I read those 100 times, and like The Hunger Games, and I've read those 100 times. So, you know, after a while, like, especially after I got out of college and I had more time to myself, mm-hmm. I dabbled in reading a little bit more, and it would, you know, come and go. But in the last like probably 2 or 3 years, I've really started reading a lot more.
Mm. And so how did you discover romance?
So I used to read a lot of YA books, and mm-hmm. I always liked like contemporary or some like fantasy books. And so I kind of started reading. I would go to my library and I would see what they had. And I felt like my library was kind of limited in the physical books they had. So I would find like YA romances, and I would read something like Sarah Dessen, and I read all of her books. Mm. And then I was like, oh, maybe I should read something a little more adult. And all I could find was something like older, more like BDSM books. Mm-hmm. So I would read like Maya Banks, I read like a ton of her books.
Oh my gosh.
And so I didn't find like, I couldn't find a middle ground. I did like enjoy all the books that I was reading, mm-hmm. until I read The Hating Game. And mm-hmm. so The Hating Game like launched me into what I would call like modern contemporary romance.
I love it. Yeah. For me, I start reading YA books and contemporary and just
there. And then I discovered YouTube, and within YouTube, there was new adult. And so I graduated from the young adult to the new adult. And from there, then it was like romance all over the place. So, you know, it's kind of funny to see, like, you know, you just grow up, quote unquote, and you start like, let me look for adults. And then you see that there's this variety of genres. Like, there's BDSM, there's contemporary, there's just a little bit of, they're historical, they're paranormal, there's a little bit of everything.
Yeah. And then even within all those categories, there's even so much more. You know, like, the romance genre is huge. It is like, there is something for everyone. So that's one reason why I really love it, is because I feel like it is like, all relatable. Everything is human interaction, and it's all about like, human behavior and relationships and people interacting with each other. So I find that, like, everything can be relatable to yourself or someone you know or something like that. So I think that's why I really enjoy reading romance.
Yeah, I love romance. So let's talk about romance tropes. So what is your go-to romance trope?
So I'm definitely a contemporary reader, but I would say for So I haven't actually tried any, like, historical or paranormal. I think that's because I'm a newish reader. Yeah. I'm, like, already overwhelmed with what I have now. Yeah. So I haven't, like, gotten there yet, but I will eventually. But so my favorite trope, I would say I'm, like, an equal opportunity, and I can, like, read pretty much everything and really enjoy it. But I love a slow burn and a fake relationship. So those are, like, my two favorite. Yeah, because it's all for me, like, the reading the buildup of everything, when there's, like, a will they or won't they. And, you know, having, like, a good buildup and anticipation is like my favorite part of a book.
Yeah. So what's some books do you recommend within that trope? At least let's do slow burn first. Which ones would be good
for David? I would say, so I have, I would say that The Hating Game is definitely a slow burn.
Yeah.
They don't, you know, there's a lot of build up and tension in that book that I really enjoyed. And then recently this year I read Culty, and that is like the ultimate slow burn. I was like, do these people ever get together? And so that was like a really, that one was so good. It's very long, but I just like, I really enjoyed how the characters grew over time together. And they were like basically opposites at the beginning of the book. And then like slowly become friends and slowly become lovers. And I thought that one was really good. And then another book that I read earlier this year was Wallbanger. And I found Wallbanger was a slow burn and a, like, an enemies to friends to lovers, which I found was, had that really good anticipation too.
Yeah, that's a really good anticipation. I think I would recommend The Prenup for Lauren Lane. That is the ultimate slow burn. They didn't kiss until 95% of the book.
Really?
Yeah. It was like, God. It was like, but it worked. Like, somehow I was like,
yeah,
I haven't kissed until like 95% of the book. What is going on?
So. Yeah, I recently just started listening to a couple of Lauren Lane's, and I really like her writing style. So I definitely want to check out her recent releases. And I think that one's like a new one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a new one that came out over the summer. So the releases for this year that she had with Gallery and her self-publish have no steam. So I just want to preface that. The
releases
are coming up in the next year have steam again. So, for some reason, the Gallery books, the Central Park the Central Park Pack, which I think is called in Lexington, but American Medicine Avenue, and I don't remember the first name. They're more friendship, more women's friction. And then the prenup, the setup is they got married 10 years ago, and in order to get divorced, they had to live together for 3 months. And so, you know, hilarity ensues. So that's what, that's what happens. And they, you know, eventually get together, but it just takes a while.
Oh, that one sounds good, actually. I've seen that one around, but I haven't actually read the, like, description for it.
Yeah, it's really good. It was really good. So I enjoy that one a lot.
Nice.
That's awesome. And how about fake relationship?
So for those I picked out, earlier this year I read The Deal by Elle Kennedy. I found that one was a new adult and college romance, and I loved it so much. It was so funny. I found the characters to be really, really relatable. And there was a little bit of a deep emotional things happening. Mm-hmm. So you have that. And then they have the fake relationship. And so of course they're forced together and they have to pretend that they're in love. And it's just so funny when characters do that. So I really enjoyed that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also liked The Unhoneymooners.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was really funny too. I found those characters to be hilarious. Mm-hmm. And the fake honeymoon thing was just it's just so funny when they pretend to be in love and they have to be all awkward with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that one was good. And then I also wrote down from last year, I read The Kiss Quotient, and that was one that I read right around the same time as The Hating Game. So it brought me into the contemporary. So I have a special place in my heart for that one. And that was a perfect fake relationship one too.
Yeah, I think The Kiss Quotient and The Hating Game are gateway drugs to romance. If you read this, then you realize you're actually romance. Let me just dive into this genre that's full of fake relationships and brothers but little sisters and, you know, all marital convenience. There's a whole different genre there.
Yep. And actually, I remember reading those and being how are these the first books that these authors have written, and why can't I find more? And why have they written 100 books? And I was just what the hell? I need more.
I know.
So yeah, The Kiss Quotient, I feel a lot of that one's a good non-romance readers have tried that one.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think that a lot of people find it pretty steamy because they haven't read other steamy romance, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I feel that one is a great one though, because people who are not romance readers are reading it and maybe getting into the genre like I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're good gateway drugs. They give you a little steam.
Yeah,
they give you a little romance. They give you the formula. You get to see it, what it looks like, the happily ever after,
right,
before now, and then you get to know, there's a whole genre full of books for that. So,
yeah, exactly.
So, what is your least favorite romance trope?
So, I wrote down insta love because it's basically the opposite of a slow burn, you know?
Yeah.
And for me, I really like to see and read how characters are getting together. And when you have kind of an insta love, it's just I don't always feel it, or I don't always relate to it. So I'm just I don't understand why they love each other, or I don't understand why, you know, what makes them be together. So I think that it can be done really well, there, I haven't found one that's like my absolute favorite insta-love. I read like the Crossfire series before Bookstagram. Yeah. And that was, you know, definitely like an insta-love. And I, a lot, like I think I only read the first two books because I just was like, why are these characters together?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes.
So I did like it. Like, it's a great, you know, it's a great book and it's well written and everything, or series, I guess, but it did like confuse me a little bit.
Yeah, I think between that and 50 Shades of Grey, they both are insta-lovey, and it's like, I'm like, okay, you don't know each other. You have not had a conversation. You're just like, I love you.
They're just like instantly in love.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 50 Shades for sure is an insta-love, and I didn't even think about that. I definitely read those and have read them a couple times, actually, because I read them a long time ago, and it was in my phase of like, rereading books. I already knew what happened, so I was like comfortable with them. So yeah, I would definitely say those aren't insta love for sure.
Yeah. So Molly, you love contemporary romance. What have been some of your favorite books of this year?
So this year I went really hard in on Helena Hunting books. My favorite read this year was probably Hooking Up, and the whole Shacking Up series, I think, was just so funny. Her books are so, so funny. I don't know how she comes up with some of the things that her characters say, and and like the shacking up with the ferret and all that is just like so hilarious to me. So I really, really, really loved that book. And I also listened to all of the Puck series, and those were just hilarious. And I really enjoyed how they had like sassy heroines. That's another like trope that I enjoy, is just like a sassy lady. You know, Violet is from Puck, is like one of my favorite characters of all time.
Yeah, Violet is one of my favorite characters all the time. Like, I just love how hilarious she is.
She's like off the rails with all the things she says.
Yeah.
And I just found her to be like insanely funny.
Yeah. So I'm glad that Helena Hunting has a spinoff series and they're now set in Seattle, but somehow Violet is showing up in those books. And I'm like, okay, you're making my day.
I know. I'm like, ooh, Violet's moving to Seattle. I am on board.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm all about the series. I'm like, there's Violet, there's funnies, there's banter, there's chemistry. I'm all about it.
Another one that I really liked was Down Too Deep, which I read like a couple weeks, I think maybe a month ago. Down Too Deep was so, so good. I hadn't really read a lot of single parent books, but I found I think that one was just like, it was amazing. They had amazing chemistry, and I loved how all the kids in the story were written. And I felt like that one was a good, like a very relatable story, you know, like single parents getting together. So I really enjoyed reading that one as well.
Yeah, I love Down Too Deep. I love the children. Like, they were, like, so funny. And they were, like, they created... I've read a lot of single-parent books. And for some reason, this one, the children's were done so well that I was like, oh, I felt like it was, like, a whole family. So...
Yeah, it was so cute.
Yeah, that was
very good.
Have you read the other books in the series? Or any of her other books?
I've only read Bad For You as well, which is the one right before that. So I did really enjoy that one. It was very emotional. And you know, you really feel the history of those characters when you're reading that one. So that one was definitely an emotional read, but I did really like reading it.
Yeah. I wrote her Alabama series, and they're really good. They're the first one's hateful lover slash virgin slash single parent trope. I know mm-hmm. it combines a bunch of different things, but it's so good. And that series, she's finishing up one more in the book in the series, and then there's going to be a spinoff series of the kids that they show up in the series. Now they're going to get their own books. If you're looking for to binge on a new author, that's a good author to binge on.
Yeah, I definitely want to read some more of hers.
Yeah, she's great. So which three books did you read the past few months that you recommend?
Recently finished up The Bromance Book Club.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that one's like hitting it really hard. A lot of people are really loving it. But mm-hmm. I found I laughed so hard and I was just like completely giddy reading that one. I loved the perspective of people being married and the hero, you know, like trying to save his marriage. And then there was also like a lot of both of them kind of coming together to work on their marriage. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed reading that one. I haven't read a lot of like already married mm-hmm. Romances. So I'm looking forward to reading Love Her, Lose Her, which is a married book.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that one that, you know, it's coming out in January. So I'm looking forward to that one too. Another one I read that I really liked was Us Again. Mm-hmm. And that one's a new debut from an indie author, Al Maxwell. And that one was really good. It had a storyline that like I haven't really seen before where the characters, it's a second chance and the characters are in love when they're in high school. And then the guy goes off to prison and, you know, he gets arrested. He goes to prison. He's gone for 5 years and then he comes back and they try and make it work again. So I really like that one. That was a really good debut book.
So there's a couple books I can recommend. So if you're looking for a murder couple, I would say Unspoken by Kelly Rumer. It's the second book in the series. It's coming out this month in November. It's about a murder couple who are getting divorced. And, you know, it's romance. So happily ever after. It was really hard. So they did a lot of communication because they were, like, not communicating. Mm-hmm. Enough, and I was like, I actually enjoy that book a lot, and it's not that long. There's a duet from Forever that has a second chance romance. He went to prison. They were in the foster child process, and it's really good. But there's the only concern was that there was actually it was like a love triangle, so that was the only concern.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm okay on a love triangle, but it's hard because you kind of like it, you know, you kind of get attached to all of the characters and then you don't want one of them to not end up with, you know, end up in the happily ever after. That's always tough.
Yeah, I'm looking for the title on my Goodreads. A Love Like Yours by Robin Huber. It's a duet, so there's two books. But the first book I read, and it was actually a really good second chance romance. So I did enjoy it, even though there was a love triangle. So
yeah.
So what books are on your TBR?
I have a lot. I have The Simple Wild, which mm-hmm. has been on my TBR for like ages, and that's a, you know, a little bit older book, but I know the next one's coming out soon.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to reading that at some point. I feel like I've been saying that for months that I'm going to read it this month, and then I just like read everything else. I also have Faker by Sarah Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely want to read that one. Mm-hmm. That one looks really good. Like an enemies to lovers type one, which I also, that's like one of my other favorite tropes because you get the banter and the banter is so good. Otherwise, I just started. So I had The Friend Zone on my TBR for ages and I just started reading that one. So I'm looking forward to the, you know, reading the next one too.
Cause
that's starting to get a lot of buzz. What do you have on yours?
So what do I have on mind? So I think I'm reading Jill Chavez's new book that's coming out in January. Not Suitable for Work by Sky McDonnell, which is Hate to Lovers.
Oh, yeah.
Of Offsetting Romance.
Yeah, do you like that one? I read that one.
So I'm going to read it. I'm going to start this weekend.
Okay.
So
I'm excited. That's a really good one.
Yeah, I heard really good things about it, and I was like, well, I like Office Romance, and I like Hate to Lovers, so it's like,
yeah,
both of my spots, so I was like, I'm going to read that. And Jenny Holiday's new book, The Mermaid Inn. I read Jenny Holiday's Bridesmaids series this year, and I absolutely adore them, so I was like, I'm looking forward to a new Jenny Holiday book. So Molly, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. It was really fun.
So I really love your romance recommendations. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.